Does That Make Me Crazy with Kid Craddock in the Morning. This is where you call and tell us about those little things that you do that nobody's looking. You kind of feel like you have to, but then you wonder, if somebody saw me doing that, would they think that I was crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Call us right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's a safe and comfortable environment where you won't feel judged at all. Yeah, you will. 800-543-3548. For Does That Make Me Crazy? Anybody on the show got one?
Well, I have one, but it's not mine. But I hope you let me use it anyway.
Sure, go ahead.
Because I heard this and a girl said it just out loud with no preconceived reason at all. She just said, I don't wear socks because my toes get claustrophobic. I said, you need to call in.
No, I'm with her. I never wear socks.
What?
I hate socks.
Yep, then you get stinky feet.
They make your feet claustrophobic?
I hate socks more than anything.
They kind of bind your toes, right?
I only wear them with boots if I have to. I don't wear them with my running shoes. I hate
really?
It.
All right, anybody else?
It's not a claustrophobic issue, really.
Does anybody have a show?
I got one.
Yes. I got one.
All right.
I noticed that I've been, since I moved into my new apartment, when I'm taking a shower, I tend to cover up when I hear voices coming through the vent. Because I feel like they're looking at me.
Even though they're clearly in another apartment way to see
I
you.
I just hear the voice and I start covering up just because I don't want them to take a peek.
Yeah, like they could look through the vent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make you crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
So I take the rest of my shower covering up.
All right, I've got one. I don't know if this makes me crazy or just stupid. I don't know. Maybe stupid. But I'm starting to feel challenged by bad gas stations in bad neighborhoods. When I need gas, and I happen to be in a not-so-nice neighborhood, I know I shouldn't go to this particular gas station, but I want to because I want to see what happens. Because the people hanging out in front.
I've done that.
They look scary.
Excuse me for a minute, man.
Like, they're not going to do anything to me.
I just feel like something cool might happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Like there might be some drama.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean, am I just asking for trouble?
Yes.
You are.
Sounds like it to me.
All right.
That might just be
I think that's a guy thing.
Maybe it is.
Lately, I got one.
Okay, Jenna's got one.
All right.
Go ahead, Jenna. We're ready for you.
When I'm on elevators only by myself, I always do wall sits.
You dance?
Wall sits.
Wall sits.
A wall sit.
Is that where you
work out?
You scoot down the elevator with your
I exercise on the elevator only when I'm on there alone, though. Either lunges or wall sits.
I totally use the elevator for fitness.
Yeah, I do shadow boxing in there.
What kind of fitness? You're on there for like 3 seconds.
No, I'm in a high rise. I spend a lot of time in an elevator.
Mine's only 4 floors, but it is the slowest moving elevator ever. So I probably get a 30 to 60 second wall sit in up and down. A minute wall sit's pretty tough.
My elevator from the garage to my floor is 46 seconds nonstop. That gives me a time to do 10 lunges, Kelly.
46 seconds.
46 seconds.
Really. 2 lunges in the elevator?
It's really not that long, 46 seconds.
That's a long time to go up your elevator.
That is one-third the time it takes to reheat a Hot Pocket. Is that really a long time?
Nah.
46 seconds?
Mine takes 20 seconds for the doors to close, so I got a while in there.
Exercising in the elevator, does that make you crazy?
Nah.
I say no.
Yeah, it makes you
productive.
I think you're fine.
All right,
I got a couple here. Let's judge. Dear kid, these Swiffer commercials make me sad for the brooms, mops, and feather dusters that are being replaced. Does that make me crazy that I'm sad for the broom?
Oh, that one that shows up everywhere they go and the broom peeks around the corner.
Yeah.
So sad.
Poor sad broom. All right, let's try another one here.
All right.
When my ears itch, I scratch them from the inside by making a pig noise, and it vibrates my ears.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
And the itch is gone. Does that make me crazy?
No, we do that.
How do you do that?
What?
Explain it, Kelly.
I've never heard it.
She can do that. I've heard people go...
Yeah.
But I do.
That hurts my
throat. I can clip when my ears itch inside. I go...
I do this.
Yes, that deep inner ear itch that you just can't reach with your finger or a Q-tip.
Yeah. Isn't it weird you can make a sound with your noise and get a noise with your mouth and get to the inner part
that
of your brain?
Wonderful vibration.
I can't do it.
Never heard of this. No.
Amazing.
It's like child grunting like a pig. But it's an inhale thing.
I like to ride in the passenger seat of cars and stare at people passing us for entirely too long to make them
freaky.
Very uncomfortable.
That is freaky.
I can't stop myself. Does that make me crazy?
Makes you the weirdo guy
so
everybody
annoying.
Wants to avoid and shield their children from.
Yeah. sometimes in the morning, kid, before I leave for school, this is a pretty weird one. All right. Sometimes in the morning, before I leave for school, I fall down on purpose so I won't fall down during the day.
Just get it out of the
way.
Does
that make me crazy?
Get the fall out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that one on. Yeah, somebody sent me that one too.
Really?
I was like, okay, that's bad.
Uh huh. Yeah, some of these were like, ooh, not good for the show. A little too serious.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
you
go to the phones.
When you hurl yourself down the stairs to avoid falling later.
Yeah.
I'm like,
clumsy's clumsy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you can schedule a fall down like that.
No.
Yeah. Tara.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You're up.
Okay. When I'm driving down the road and it's raining really hard or storming, I have to turn the radio completely down. I don't know if it's a concentration thing or why I do this.
Oh,
does that
I think
make me crazy?
Not at all. No. No, that's not crazy.
Why do we
do
that?
You got to think. You're not distracted.
We do that when we're looking for a house, too.
Yeah, you're looking
it's
for the address.
Loud.
Or are you backing up trying to parallel park?
Yeah.
Like, stop all that noise.
Nope,
you're not crazy. You're good. You're all set.
All right. Thanks.
Cool.
You know what I've started doing?
It's
got
to be a good feeling to know that you're not crazy from our show.
And I don't know if this makes me crazy, is I go online and pay my Target bill before I go to Target to charge stuff because I'm afraid I'm going to reach my $500 limit and be embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
But I still need that 5% discount. So I prepay my Target card every time before I go up there.
Cheap.
That makes you cheap.
5%, but it's also embarrassing if you go over your limit.
I think Target's the one place Kelly's not cheap. It sounds like she goes in there and spends some money.
It's ridiculous what I do in there.
My credit card got turned down twice over the weekend.
Really?
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
It is.
Especially when you know your limit's only $500.
I used it for gas, and I thought, okay, it must just be a glitch with the pump or something. Then I used it at the grocery store in the express lane with eight people behind me. Sorry, sir. You have been declined.
So embarrassing.
Oh, really?
You have another card.
See, and what happens when, like, I don't. I don't have another card to use.
Oh, then you're done.
Yeah.
One and done.
You're like,
to put it all back.
Let me run to my car. I'll be right back.
You make that run and never come back to that store ever.
You get the phone out and call the bank all angry.
Yeah.
It's their fault, not mine.
Ariana, hi.
Shout out.
Hi.
What's up?
When I'm in a car, I tap my feet up and down every time we pass something because I think my car is going to hit it.
Huh? You pump your weight.
That's a little weird.
Because you're always passing something.
Yeah.
It must take you forever to get somewhere.
Well, I don't drive, but like if I'm in the passenger seat.
Just from the passenger seat.
Okay.
Pick the feet up. All right. That's a good one. Thanks. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, you're on Does That Make Me Crazy? What's up?
Well, I always sing everywhere I go, especially in the car. Well, if I drive down the road and I see the light stay green, I think if I'm singing good, the light will stay green, but if I'm not singing well, then it'll go red.
So you determine.
That makes me crazy.
Your singing determines whether or not the light will change.
Yeah, I think if I'm not doing a good job, the light's going to change and turn red.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Tell you what, we'll all pretend to be the green light. Why don't you sing for us right now?
Oh my gosh, I need a song.
How about Does That Make Me Crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Red light. Thanks for the call. Hey, Billy.
Hi,
you're on.
Okay. I get really freaked out when it's the 13th hour, 13th minute. So that would be 1:13. For some reason, that just freaks me out. So I have to stare at it till it changes.
So every day at 1:13, you have a little mini flip out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, what is it about 1:13 that gets you?
I've never heard
know.
That one.
I think it's the number 13 for some reason, which I really don't pay attention to, unless it's 1:13.
Do you think, like, in your head that something bad's going to happen unless you watch the clock till 1:14?
I just feel like if I don't, then something like karma, I guess, is going to come
karma.
Around.
Karma? Oh.
Huh. Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
That's too deep for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. What do you guys think? Crazy or not?
Yeah, I'd go with crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and go with
13. 13 is such a lucky number for me.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think you're nuts.
I'm going to say she's just bat crazy. Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
Michaela, hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
When I'm driving down the road, like down the highway, and there's like a wooded area to my right or my left, I think that that's a good place to stash a body.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
No, I've said that 100 times.
Yeah. Lots of people feel that way.
I do the same thing. I'll bet somebody put a body in there.
Well, I mean, you see all those little really bushy areas, and you're like, I wonder if there's a body in there at all.
Now, we were in a car with somebody, Kelly and I, who took it a step further. He said, that would be a great place to dump a body.
And he pulled out his voice recorder and recorded at the time.
And put the address in.
It was so great.
Yeah.
That's scary.
We think he was kidding.
Now, I'm gonna admit something now.
All right.
I've exposed a lot of my things over the years.
Yes,
and I don't
have.
Necessarily consider them all to be crazy.
They're all
but
pretty things,
people,
though. Thanks for exposing them.
But I have one, and I think a lot of people are going to think that I'm not crazy.
Let's judge Kelly here.
Okay.
All right.
So coming to work or driving down the street and when it's dark still and the street lights are on, and you see a whole row of them, and as you pass, the moment I pass by, the street light goes off. That very moment, and I think it's because of my energy that's causing that light to go out.
What?
Don't tell me you've never experienced that.
Okay.
See, it's just me. I have so much energy that as I pass by
Kelly
street
says,
lights.
Don't tell her that we have never experienced that. So
you've
let's not tell her.
You've experienced it too?
Let's not tell her that
you
we have
never.
You
have that much energy to do that?
We're not. No.
Isn't it just the light bulb going out?
No, it's like it happens
timed.
Exactly when, no.
It's your energy.
There's like a
the
whole
Kelly
row
Raspberry
of lights
energy.
On, but
Kelly.
As I pass by, that light will go out, and I know it's because the energy force that I'm bringing.
Winning.
You crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, lights will go out right when I pass them.
I don't think we can continue.
That much energy can't consume one space at the same time, so one of us has to give out, and unfortunately, the light bulb loses.
See, this is why it's okay for you to call, because we're crazier than you.
Yeah.
Wow, Kelly.
Speaking of driving by, I kind of have another one real quick.
Oh, JC. Really?
I'm sorry.
I know. I thought of one, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, but geez.
Really?
I can't help it.
All right.
Sometimes when I'm driving and I see a lady walking down the street, I hope that she gets her purse snatched so I can chase the guy down.
Yeah, you have a hero fetish.
Yeah,
very much so.
You and Tom Cruise.
I just really hope some guy will just walk by and snatch that purse so I could chase the guy
but
down.
Didn't some guy rob you and take your bucket full
that's
of pennies?
That's different, dog.
It was a 12-year-old.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I let them have
sorry,
a penny.
Sorry, 2 12-year-olds.
I let them have the penny.
Yeah.
I'm a
JC
nice
got
guy.
Robbed by 2 middle school
no,
gangsters.
No, they're asking for the pennies. I
you're
said,
so
go ahead,
fun.
Guys. Whatever. I know you guys need it more than I do.
Hey, Carrington.
Hi,
you're on.
I make up dialogue for all my dogs and carry on conversations. I even use voices.
Oh, please.
Oh,
please.
We need.
Show us.
We must have a demonstration.
Must hear this.
She
can't handle it.
Oh, come on,
you know
Carrington.
What? She had it in her head. If they ask me to do it, I'm hanging up.
Yeah. Right.
So, yes, you are crazy.
Yeah. We would have loved to have heard it.
Dang it.